What's going on, guys? It's Bertrand. So I want to tell you today, the best networking tool that you can have, it's not a great resume. It's not money. It's just a podcast. Promise you, start a podcast, and you can even just use your name podcast or your name show, whatever it is, and start pitching your favorite entrepreneurs, influencers, whatever industry that you want to be an expert in. Start reaching out to the top people, right? Make a list of like the top 100 people in that industry. Reach out to them. And that's how you're going to network and get into any circle that you want to get into, a podcast. Because why? Everyone wants content. Everybody understands the power of a personal brand. Everyone's trying to build that. You are able to give them content. So for about less than $50 a month, right? You can start interviewing people in your niche or your industry that you want to break into, get their expert advice, turn it into a book or whatever you want, or just build a relationship with them and have access to them via your podcast. I promise you, when I used to interview people, always before or after the podcast, we would sit there, we would talk. A lot of times they would chop it up. They would just let me know, okay, what are you doing? What are you working on? And that's how you network for real. Because, and one of the most powerful things you can do, especially, is ask them, hey, who do you know in this particular field that can help me out, or that you think I should interview, right? And they're going to open their phone, because if they had a good conversation with you on the podcast, they're naturally going to want to recommend you to other people. That's what good friends do. They're like, oh yeah, my friend John over here, my friend Cindy, Kamanzi, all these people, they are going to let you know who you should be talking to, why you should talk to them, all right? And that's how I even got my way to Freeway McRoss, right? I'm telling you, if you keep doing that, you're going to find that you're going to find many people, right? And another, I'm going to throw this in there too, is what you can do is once you start your podcast, if you're having a hard time, reach out to top PR agencies. Something that all PR agencies do is try to book people on podcasts. And what you can do is you can tell them, hey, I just started my podcast. I would love to book your clients on my podcast. So that way I can help them develop their stories, right? What happens is a lot of times entrepreneurs, business owners, executives, I don't care what industry you're in, everyone has a story to tell of how they got into the industry or how they got to the position that they're going for. And everyone uses the same similar story, right? Everyone has a story of how they started, their origin story. They can come on your podcast, practice, because you're a smaller podcast. They can go on there, mess up, you know, make the mistakes in the beginning. So that way when they get to the bigger stage, they sound perfected. Right. A lot of comedians will do that. They'll start on smaller stages, find out what jokes are landing, when people laugh, how to fix the punchlines for their jokes. So by the time they go to Netflix, they have everything ironed out, and it's just hit after hit after hit after hit after hit. But what you didn't see was them in the background going from small comedy shows and identify, okay, what does the crowd say? What gets their reaction? How do I fix this joke up? Oh, let me scratch all these, right? All the time people didn't laugh. Right. In the same manner for you is I want you to develop your chops, your networking skills with podcasting. Go out there, reach out to people. And it doesn't have to be every day. All you can do is just once a week, reach out to somebody, interview them next week, release it. And trust me, it'll be the best networking tool you use. If I want to get into any industry, any person, right? For example, one of my goals is to interview Gary Vee, the minister, Louis Farrakhan. And I'm going to use my podcast to do that. Right. As I build my podcast and have all these posts going out, then I'm going to reach out to their team and say, hey, I have X amount of people. Would love to interview them. Keep following up until, boom, I have them on my podcast. And then you can refer to this video. And I told you, podcasting is a great tool for networking and to get into any industry that you want to get into. All right. Peace.